You turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah. I'd like to read some verses that after I read them, it just might start a revival. I'm not sure. From the third chapter of Nehemiah. What's the most famous thing that Nehemiah says?
I'm doing the great work.
Okay, that's one of them. That would be second on my list. I am doing a great work. I cannot come down. You remember they were in the plane, oh no, right? And when they asked him, he said, oh no, I'm doing a great work. I cannot come down. Even more famous than that.
Joy of the Lord.
Yeah, I think that's the one that I had in mind. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I don't want to talk about that. You know that though, don't you? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. And you know that if you're doing the work on the wall and the enemy wants you to come down, oh no, you know that too. But you probably didn't know this. Third chapter. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. But Nehemiah didn't do this all by himself. You can't do the work all by yourself. I mean, you have to determine that you yourself are going to be part of the project, but the work can't be completed by one man. And Nehemiah had the burden and the call of God, and he wanted to serve the Lord, and he wanted to fulfill, and God opened up the way, and he certainly was spearheading the whole project, but he couldn't build that wall all by himself. He had lots and lots and lots of people to help him. I don't know how many people he had. Because, you know, when it says the family of so-and-so, did that guy have one wife and two kids, or did he have a wife and nine kids? Makes a difference. So I don't know how many people were engaged in this project, but there were a lot of people that went to work. It takes a lot of people to go to work. It takes, you know, we have missionaries here with us getting ready to go to Italy. And they can't go all by themselves, can you? They need help. They need help. They need prayer. They need financial help. They need support. They can't do this all by themselves. Now, Brother Tom and Sister Mary here at camp, they welcome all of us. Thank you for the welcome. They can't run camp all by themselves. Or can you? No, you can't. You can't do it all by yourself. They need you. They need help. And we can go on and on and on. Back home at your church, well, the pastor does everything. Oh, well, I thought you were my friend, but now I'm not so sure anymore. That's the pastor's wife that's saying amen. The pastor doesn't do everything. Thank God they don't. Because they couldn't. There are a whole bunch of other people, a whole lot of other people that plug in here and do this there, and they all work together. What are we working for? What are we doing? Why are we all working? Is there a goal? Is there one purpose? Is there a common? What are we trying to build up? The kingdom of God. Amen. And so, you know, Nehemiah may get top billing. He shouldn't have. Nobody gets top billing. Because your job is no more important than his job or her job or my job. Every job is important, and we'll see that in just a moment. But here are the verses that you might just be thrilled about. Start with verse, I'm just jumping in the middle. There's more of the same before and after. I'm just jumping in right at the middle. Third chapter, look at verse 28. You'll love this. Above the horse gate, the priests made repairs, each in front of his own house. Next to them, Zadok, son of Immer, made repairs opposite his house. Next to him, Shemaiah, son of Sechaniah, the guard at the east gate, made repairs. Next to him, Hananiah, son of Shelemiah, and Hanun, the sixth son of Zaloph, repaired another section. Next to them, Meshullam, son of Bekekiah, made repairs opposite his living quarters. Next to him, Melchijah, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs, and I'm not going to read any more because I can't. Nobody got revived, did you? I was hoping that would do it. The Word of God is powerful. Maybe not this part of the Word of God. So what's the big deal? Well, so why did you read that to us? Well, who cares about all these different guys? Because I noticed over and over again, it says, and they made the repairs right at their own house. Right in front of their own house. And the one guy that wasn't rich enough to own his own house, he had an apartment. quarters, it says, I think, in my translation. Meshullam, son of Bechiah, whoever made repairs opposite his living quarters. Guy couldn't even afford a whole house. But right where they lived, right where they lived is where they started to make the repairs. They didn't start making the repairs over his house down the block 3 miles away. They started right where they were. That's where you need to start building up the kingdom of God. Right where you live. Right where you are. And start with your own life. And your own. But they had a problem. They had a problem. They wanted to build. And Nehemiah said, come on, let's go. Let's build. Let's build. I don't know if they were all as gung-ho as Nehemiah was. He was the one that really, he felt it. But I don't know. They were feeling it, but not as much as he, I don't think. Especially when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Gershom came with their swords and whatever. But come on, we can do this. Don't be afraid now. Come on, be courageous. Remember what the Lord has done for us. He's still going to do. Okay. We keep on this thing. And they're starting to build, but their problem they had, it's in later in that, fourth chapter. Let me just go down to the 10th verse. The people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out. How many of you felt like that today? The strength of the laborers has given out. And a few have given up the ghost. It looks like already they're back, probably still working, some of them. Strength of the laborers is giving out, and there is so much rubbish that we can't even build a wall. You know, getting rid of the rubbish is a lousy job. And you remember what had happened. The Babylonians had come and pillaged everything and knocked everything down, and there was a lot of rubbish, a lot of rubbish. And the guy'd go out in front of his house, and he didn't want to move that rubbish. That's hard to remove. And you don't see anything when you're taking away the garbage. You know, you're moving rubbish. And you're moving. We had some of you know that our house got flooded a bunch of years ago now, a long time ago, when Superstorm Sandy came by. And rubbish. I mean, everything in the basement was rubbish. Everything in everybody's basement was rubbish. Every car in my neighborhood was rubbish. Every garage filled with whatever was in the garage was all rubbish. It was all underwater, floating. And so people were told to throw out their garbage. You should see the garbage that we had. If you know what a New York City sanitation garbage truck looks like, they literally, I'm not, this is not hyperbole, this is not preachers, you know, going up and, there were 700 in church tonight. No, we're not. This is true. Every three houses, that garbage truck was full. And they my house was just, everything was in the garbage. Throw it all, then recycle, who cares, everything. And they picked it all up. They threw my whole house away, or almost. Rubbish, rubbish. Well, you didn't even get to start to rebuild. You didn't even start to get to put new walls up. You didn't even start to get the floor done. You didn't start to do anything. You don't see anything. I was tired before we started. I was probably tired before we started, before the rubbish, but that's beside the point. And these guys were discouraged. There's too much garbage to get rid of. I don't feel like getting rid of it all. But you cannot build a good structure like a wall on garbage, on rubbish, on rubble. You got to clear out the junk and put a good foundation down. And if you put a good foundation down, you've got something you can now build upon and work with. And everybody pitched in, and where they cleaned up and got rid of the garbage was from right in front of their own house. Right in your own heart, in your own mind, in your own spirit, in your own soul. Right where you live, right where you are. You know, it's kind of interesting that we can always see the faults in everybody else. I mean, they should really clean up their act. Who's not here tonight that we could talk about? I'd say, they really should do better. They should really clean. You know, I don't like the way that his attitude was that day. I don't like him. I don't like what he said. I don't like what he did. He needs a lot of help. He's got a lot of garbage he's got to clean out. First, get rid of the beam in your own eye before you cast out the speck in somebody else's eye. Jesus said that. Jesus said, start at your own doorstep. Start right in front of where you live. Get rid of all your garbage. And then maybe you'll be better in a position to help someone else. But first, let him work in you. Let him get it down to where you can get a good, solid foundation. Sister Eileen said before that only Jesus satisfies. And that's true. We got to get rid of all the other stuff and get down to the foundation, though. That crutch doesn't satisfy. That philosophy is not going to fulfill me. That thing is not going to give me the joy that I'm hankering and pining for. Only Jesus satisfies. This pleasure of life, this what I thought I needed to have to make me happy, it's never going to make you happy. I mean, I can save you a lot of time, but you wouldn't believe me. But nothing really satisfies because you've got something inside of you that only Jesus can satisfy, that only He can fill. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground. All other ground. And I'm thankful that we're taught, at least in the scriptures, that He's in the rubbish removal business. Now, I don't know if any of you do that. What do you call when you want to get rid of all your stuff? You listen to the advertisements? Who do you call? There you go. You must listen to the same station I do. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now, I'm not advertising for them, and I've never tried to use them. But that's what I hear. You got junk? You got stuff you need removed? Just point to it and it'll be gone tomorrow. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Well, I got a better number if you want to get rid of the muck and the rot and the rubbish and the rubble and whatever else in your own heart and in your own life. Jesus, and I don't mean to make light of this, but He removes rubbish. 1-800-JESUS. I don't know. Is that enough letters to get to the... I don't know. But you call upon Him, and He'll get rid of the garbage. He'll get rid of the rubbish. You know, it's discouraging sometimes, because there's no end to it. I mean, how much is there in me? How much is... Well, in me that is in my flesh, the Apostle Paul said, there's no good thing. There's no good thing. It's only His righteousness imputed to me by faith. And then I get to live the way He calls me to live because He enables me. I can't do this myself. I can't live this book. Don't even try apart from Him. Without Him, you really can't do anything. But Jesus comes. He takes out the old. He gives us the new. He's the foundation. He's the cornerstone. And then we build our lives. You know what the kids, where are the kids? Do you still sing? You know what that is, Luke? What are we doing?
Building.
Building on who? Susanna, you know who you're building on? Yeah, on Jesus. I'm not going to sing it. You're tempting me to sing it. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rains came tumbling down. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. Oh, dear Lord, make me wise. And let me build my life upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. Just one last half of a scripture verse from the book of Isaiah. But as they were building, and they were building, and they were getting rid of the garbage, and they were building, and they did clean it all out, and they did keep on building that building, a little slow but sure, brick by brick. But there's a verse in, I think it's the 18th verse, I'm not sure, of Isaiah 60, where it says, Those walls, Isaiah names the walls. He says those walls are called salvation. And there are gates that you got to get into inside the wall. There's a gate that you can go in, and the gates are called praise. They were building walls, they were building gates, they were removing rubbish, they were building the edifice. I didn't read the earlier part of the third chapter, talks about this gate and that gate and the other gate. I think in here you even got Watergate. But they had all the gates, and they were building them all. Those walls are salvation, deliverance, victory. And the way to get in, the way to get into that city is through praise. That's what the gates are. You don't get into the fortified city except you come through the gates. Later on in the book of Nehemiah, you find that they needed to watch out who was coming in those gates. They had to lock those gates. They had to put sentries and watchmen on those gates so that not everybody would come walking through at any given time. Those gates are praise. That's how you get into the city. Oh, I'm so thankful that it's that way. The end of Psalm 50 says, whoso offereth praise glorifies me, Jesus, God. And that's the way I show my salvation. Oh, it says, I enter into his gates with grump. grouch, murmur, complain. It rained. It's too hot. It's too cold. It is too buggy. But everything else, I don't know. That one is legit. No. Lord, I'm gonna enter in those gates with praise. I'm gonna bless your name. Oh, but there are enemies all over the place. And they're saying this and they're doing that and they look looming large and I don't want to just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Hans Waldfogel used to say, praise is a shortcut into the vestibule of heaven. Praise is a shortcut into the presence of God, into the vestibule of heaven. That's just not true because Uncle Hans said it. It's true because the Bible said it. He just copied the Bible. Oh, those walls are salvation and those gates are praise. And in front of my own house, Lord, help me to build that wall and help me to have a gate to enter in. And Lord, let that work of God, the kingdom of God, go forward and let the job be completed and let your name be glorified. I can think of so many, and I'll close with this, but I can think of so many times in the camp history and even on Memorial Day, when people came to camp with all kinds of rubbish, all kinds of garbage, all kinds of things. Many people, not just one or two, but even on Memorial Day, you're not supposed to, coming Memorial Day, you're just supposed to work and who cares about the spiritual part? Well, God does. And in meetings just like this, when somebody says Jesus satisfies, we can look to him. We can get rid of the rot, the bad stuff, the sin, the things that so easily beset. We can start building a wall of salvation. He can build that in us. He can help me to praise him and enter into his gate. I've seen people at camp all the time, kids at camp, boys and girls in the cottage and down in the village and up in Onantum and your staff and guests and all through camp. But even on Memorial Day, the Lord wants to work. And he does. And he changes lives, and some lives that he's changed, even on Memorial Day, are changed for good. Not just for Memorial Day weekend, but for good. Because when God does a work, he does a good work. When he removes junk, he removes junk. When he washes us clean through his precious blood, and when he sets us free, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I'm thankful tonight, and I know you are too, that he's working. He's working. He's working in you. He's working in me. And we're just cooperating with his working. And we're saying, Lord, keep on. Build your kingdom in me. Build me up on my most holy faith. Help me to pray in the Holy Ghost, to keep myself in the love of God as I look for the mercy and the blessed hope coming from heaven. Lord, help us all. And he does. So if you haven't found that Jesus satisfies, let me just tell you once again, Jesus satisfies. If you can't get rid of the monkey on your back or the burden, Jesus can get rid of the junk. If you're building, keep on building. If you're discouraged because, keep on building. Don't get discouraged. Never give up. It's too soon to quit. He wants to finish the work as they did with the temple when they built the temple with the capstone of grace. God did all this. God did all this. It's God's work. It's God's building. It's God's task. And he's going to finish the good work that he's begun. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus, that we can always just come to you. Just as we are, Lord, and that you take us just like we are, and you work in us and change us and fashion us. And Lord, as right from the beginning of the story of Nehemiah, it was all God. It was all the grace of God. It was all God opening the way and going before. Nehemiah, he was the nothing. He was just a cooperative vessel, allowing you to use him, burdened and desirous for the kingdom of God to be revived and for that wall to be built. And Lord, who are we? We're nothing either. Some of us could say we're electricians and school teachers and bankers, and we work in the office or we work in the shop. We're a king's cupbearer. We don't do anything special. We're nobody special. But Lord, you can use us anyway. Lord, these names that we read, I don't know who any of them are really. I don't know their background. I don't know where they're from, but I know they all worked and they were all needful. Because one breach in the wall, one Achan among them, would have just opened up the floodgates. The enemy would have found that weak link and came right in. But Lord, as they all did the work, help us, O Lord. Help us all to do the work. Help us all, Lord Jesus, to be clean and pure and to find ourselves built on the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. Oh, Lord, help us on. Lord, if there's someone discouraged tonight, if there's someone that maybe is feeling a little bit, it's a little bit too much for me. Lord Jesus, strengthen with might by your Spirit. Yes. Lord, as we lean upon you, as we trust in you, we pray that you'll carry that work on to completion. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's sing together before we go down to the palace again. Shortly after we're dismissed, you're all welcome and invited to go back down for some snacks, ice cream, chips, whatever else they have down there. So shortly, right from here, you can start moseying on down the road and they'll be ready to accommodate us. But let's sing together number 200. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Number 200. On that second verse, ladies, sin. Let's all join on the chorus. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than. Stanza. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide, whiter than snow. Everyone, grace, grace. on that last. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe, you that are longing. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We do believe your help, oh God. We take your help tonight. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for help from the throne, right from the sanctuary. Praise God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that is great. Jesus, you are able, Lord, and we thank you that you're able. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we take out of your fullness grace upon grace. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Suno, would you pray with us, please? Dismiss us. Thank you.
Father, we thank you today. Thank you, Lord, because we know you're God and God by all yourself.
Yes.
So we thank you, God, for the time we spend in your presence. Yes. Pray, God, that you could even minister to us even throughout this weekend.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that everything that we've said and done,
God,
bring honor and glory to your name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we cancel the assignment of the enemy.
Yes.
Lord, we cover every person under the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Pray, God, that you will rejuvenate them. Lord, you will strengthen their body. Oh, God, you will
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Bon appetit.